Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on in our discussion of Perek Vav of Hilchos Tshuva and the Rambam, and the Rambam's incredible breakthrough of Bavor Zos Hamaraticha, that the entire story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to get across the Ikar HaGadol, that Tshuva is a gift, and it's a reflection of Bechira Chafshas, but it can also be taken away. A person sins enough, and the Rambam has four examples, Paro and Sichon, Malchei Kenan, even Yisrael, that one of the ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu can be onesh, not as in the Bolam Hazeh, but Bolam Haba, not only beguf, but by mammon, but also by taking away tshuva, and that this is part of what we mean when we talk about gedola tshuva. So then the Rambam develops this idea even further, and he says the following: Yuchinin says sholin atzadikin vanevian betfilasam Meis Hashem lo azram al ha'emes, kimo shamar David horene Hashem darkecha, kelomar al yimna uni chata'ai derech ha'emes, shemena eida darkecha v'yichud shemecha, v'chein shesh amar v'ruach nedivat yismecheni, kelomar taniach ruchi lasos chavatzecha v'al yigrimu li chata'ai lemoni mituva, elotia rishus biyadiach cha'achzor v'avin derech ha'emes v'al derech zao kol adom l'psukim elo. So what's striking about this, as the Rambam says, is that tzaddikim, and he quotes here from David HaMelech, Horeni Hashem darkecha, al yimna uni chata'ai derech ha'emes. Right, that people would daven, great people would daven, for the opportunity to be able to do tshuva. That an appropriate tefillah is, to the extent that I have sinned, ki adam in tzaddik baretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta, al yigrimu li chata'ai, the monani mitshuva, that it's worth a tefillah, and that wise people and righteous people would actually daven for this in particular, that Hashem shouldn't be manish them in this way. Umau zeh shamar David, the Rambam continues, Tovi asher Hashem al ken yorech chataim badarech, zeh sheshalach neviim lahem modiim derech Hashem umachazirin osan bitshuva. Right, that the Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that in fact he helps us along this process. That we have the capacity to discern the right thing to do. Shemitazo b'chol adam. Shekol zman shu nimshach b'darchei ha'chachma v'atzedek mis'ave lohem v'rodev v'osam. The more a person does the right thing, the more they want to do the right thing. The more a person learns, the more they wish to learn. The more a person behaves ethically, the more they wish to continue to behave ethically. Huva masha amru razal balatar misayin oso kelomar Yimtzatmo na'azor al hadavar. So the point of the Rambam here is remarkable. So that it, far from being an entitlement to do tshuva, number one, a person should daven for the opportunity, and number two, right, the fact that Hashem not only makes tshuva a theoretical possibility, but he helps us out. He helps us get there. Right, al ken yorech hatim badarech, that even sent neviim for these purposes, and he gave us the capacity to discern the right thing to do. That this is also right cause for shavach. Right, what we have here is, I think, a very important counterweight or balance to the idea that Hashem can, in very rare exceptions, the four exceptions that the Rambam quoted, Paro, and Sichon, and Malchei Kenan, and Yisrael b'mei Aliyot, things can sometimes degenerate to an extreme point where Hashem will, in fact, say, this person is no longer deserving of the opportunity to do tshuva. But, the bottom line, I think, is that the norm is that not only is Hashem making that opportunity possible, but Hashem facilitates it. Alkein yorech atim badarech, neviim, the role that they have, Hashem giving us the cognitive ability to discern and to appreciate, and all of these things are incredibly important indications of just how significant the tshuva opportunity really is and really must be. Hashem isn't some apathetic, dispassionate partner in the process, but Hashem, is someone who is a being who is actively motivated in this direction.